there's a lot of elements as an actor that you have to learn. So the highlight really is just the cast and the fun and the energy that they're bringing.
So it's got quite a wide variety of props. We've got newspapers, we've got guns, all the way to whips and boas, which are my personal favorite.
It's really an all-encompassing show. So all told, with cast, you're talking about 20 to 30 people.
Serving all of Cochise County, you're listening to a special edition of the Herald Review's podcast, The Daily Chirp. I'm Summer Hom, and here's today's story. The Sierra Vista Community Theater is basking in the spooky spirit with their latest production of the Rocky Horror Show, which will run at the theater from October 29th to November 14th. The shows will be on Fridays and Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Joining us now to talk about the production are directors Kiri Miller and Jeremy Heisner. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your take on Rocky Horror?
We weren't sure exactly how we wanted to cast this. And if it wasn't for the actors who came in, we wouldn't have known what characters we really wanted them to be. So like Riff Raff, a lot of the times, is this older man who's hunched over and bald. Well, we have a Newt, who's short and tiny and has this glorious, wonderful voice. So it's a completely different type of Riff Raff, but that same impact and emotion that you get from either the musical, if you've seen it, or the movie itself. Our Magenta likes it more toned down, but then she shows off this weird, kooky side of her, and it's a good contrast between our Riff Raff and our Magenta. So it's not the same. It's the same storyline, but and the same characters, and a lot of the characterization is similar, but it's also different. And it's hard to explain unless you come and see it.
We were actually very worried going in initially. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to offend any hardcore Rocky horror picture show people. So her and I both approached this very, very carefully. And in all the research that we did, we noticed that every production is different. The stage production is actually different than the movie. There is a there's one song that Brad has that is not in the movie, and to be honest, it's probably my favorite song in the entire show. It gives it a complete turning point of not only his character but Janet's character as well. And Rocky actually has lines.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of lines, and he has a very good character.
So far, what have been some of the challenges and highlights of putting the show together?
The highlights are definitely that it is a musical. Musicals are very fun. It's hard to explain unless you've done them. It's very fast-paced. There's a lot of elements as an actor that you have to learn. So the highlight really is just the cast and the fun and the energy that they're bringing. With musicals and it being our first musical, we have a lot of technical issues that we still have to work around. One, we do have a live band, so we have to be able to mix that live band with our singers on stage. And me and Jeremy are not that tech savvy, so those are challenges, but we're working them out. I think we'll have it down by show day.
we are learning. We are absolutely learning.
To talk about the music for the show is band member and bass player Preston Jennings. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what can we expect to see from the music in this show?
We're actually basing our music off of the 2000 Broadway revival version of the music, so it's a little more rock. So there's a little, there's some distortion and there's some solos and some lead riffs where there's usually like more horns and piano. So we're kind of giving it a little bit of a heavier overall musical tone, which has been really cool.
Joining us now to discuss the props for the show is prop master Brady Silk. Thank you for joining us.
Of course.
So what can you tell us about the props for the show?
So it's got quite a wide variety of props. We've got newspapers, we've got guns, all the way to whips and boas, which are my personal favorite. Is they get to use boas in a scene, and I'm excited to see them use them. There's this scene where Brad and Jane are in a car, and so we had to figure out how to make a car, basically. And so we're using people to basically make the car, and then two big flashlights as the headlamps. And so we've got Brad pretending he's on a steering wheel, Janet's reading a newspaper, and that's probably my favorite scene with props.
To share his insights on the visual and audio effects for this production is stage manager Jason Cabrera. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So there's a lot of elements going on in this show. What can we expect to see?
Given the size and scope of this particular stage, it's a relatively small theater, we have to use a lot of mood lighting, sort of like LED color lights, like the kind you see in rock band shows and stuff like that, which is absolutely perfect for this kind of a show, because it does have a kind of a rock ballad feel to it. So we utilize that, which is, if you go on the stage, you'll see them, they're upstage, right over the band, and they kind of change the colors on the stage to follow the mood or follow the entrance of a specific character or something like that. Then we have our regular lights, and the tough part with that is that, it being a smaller theater and being that these are not necessarily professional lights we're dealing with, we have to play with different throws of those lights. In other words, how wide the light can actually hit on the stage, what color, what intensity, adding gels, things like that. So it's a little bit of a dance trying to figure out, I really want to light this area, I don't want to light this area, but unfortunately my light does this. So we kind of have to play with it and change it. And the fun thing for this particular show is that this is the first time that we've gotten ourselves a stage crew in the style that they are. These guys came in, none of them auditioned for the show. They didn't come in and try to be an actor in the show. We actually got these guys to come specifically to do tech. And a lot of them have experience at Buena High, where they have a really nice theater program there. I went there myself and got to do the theater program there. And then... So these guys came in and they're learning every little facet of tech. We've got our props master, Brady, which you've spoken to. We've got our lighting person and our sound person. It's really an all-encompassing show. So all told, with cast, you're talking about 20 to 30 people.
What's the target audience for the show?
We are strongly encouraging no one under the age of 15. However, if parents so choose to bring their 15 to 17-year-old child to the show, that is on them. They can purchase a child's ticket, but no child under the age of 18 will be allowed in without a parent or guardian, and yes, we will card them. This is a very, very adult show, so we don't want to offend anybody, surprise anybody. So we have officially, as a board for the Sierra Vista Community Theater, rated it R. So because of language, sexual content, all that kind of stuff. However, if you're familiar with the Rocky Horror Picture Show, you should kind of know what you're bringing your children to.
What are you most looking forward to seeing on opening night?
Honestly, I'm most excited to watch everyone perform in front of us. It's a little distracting, but I think it really helps us as the band get into it, because the energy that they're going to bring is going to bring more energy to us. So other than us just kind of standing, looking stagnant in the background, strumming on instruments, looking bored, we're going to kind of get into it from their energy, I think.
Here's the biggest thing with actors. They never give 150 to 200% until they are actually on stage. So as directors, on opening night, we see a whole different cast and a whole different show than what we saw in our quote-unquote Hell Week. So that's what I'm excited for, is to see them completely 100% engulfed within this show.
I have to agree with that 100%. And on top of that, the way the audience interacts with them as well, we are encouraging the traditional Rocky Horror call-outs. We are also encouraging people to come dressed up, too, as mm-hmm. well. Please come dressed up and have fun.
My guests today are Kiri Miller, Jeremy Heisner, Jason Cabrera, Preston Jennings, and Brady Silk. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. It's been great.
Thank you all for listening to this special edition of The Daily Chirp. To listen to more content, go to www.myheraldreview.com/podcasts or check out The Daily Chirp on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. This podcast is sponsored by Lawley Automotive Group, Apex Network Physical Therapy, Sulphur Springs Valley Electric Cooperative, Benson Hospital, and Prestige Senior Living. I'm Summer Hom, and for the team here at the Herald Review, we wish you all a pleasant and informed day. See you soon!